Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shulman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shkalim, in what's marked as Halacha Bet and Gimel. In the Mishnayot, it's marked as Gimel, and in the Talmud that we have in the Bavli, it's marked as Mishnah Bet. In any case, it continues on with that which was introduced in Mishnah Aleph, and we're on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet in the pagination. Hechana Yishtach HaViyot HaElu, where would they bow? We said there were 13 places they bowed. Harba Metzafon V'Harba Bedarom, four in each of the north and south entrance sides of the Azara, the walls of the Azara. Shlosh B'Mizrach, three on the eastern side. Ushtayim Marav, two on the west. Keneged Sharim, because there were 13 gates that would let you into the Azara. And so at each one of these gates, Sharim Dormim Suchin Marav, the ones that were on the south side were towards the west, meaning towards the building of the Mikdash, Shar HaLion, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBachorot, and Shar HaMayim. Why was it called Shar HaMayim? According to this opinion, because that's how they would come in with to the Azara with the water from the Gichon on Sukkot. That's where the water is going to flow out from underneath the Beit HaMikdash in the vision of Zechariah that we'll see soon. And on the facing them, on the north side, there are four gates on that are towards the west. Shar Yechonia, Shar Korban, Shar Nashim, Shar Asher, Lon Kashmar, Shar Yechonia. Why is it called Shar Yechonia? Shabo Yatsa Yechonia Begalutol. That's how Yechonia was taken out when he was exiled. That's in 597 BCE when the Babylonians exiled him. Shiva Mizrach, the three that were on the eastern side, which is facing the Mikdash. Shar Nikanor, the main entrance to the Azara. Ushtei Pishpishin Hayulo, two little gates, one on each side. There are two on the west side that had no names. Now, Manita the Abba Yosef ben Chanin. Our Mishnah follows him. The Abba Yosef ben Chanin Amar Keneged Shlosha Asar Sharim. He says there were 13 gates. From Karabanan, Shiva Sharim Hayu Bazara. They say there were only 7 gates. So, Al Da'aton Drabanan Nechana Yushtach Aviyot Alalo. So, where were these 13 bows and what were they for? As we read, there were 13 breaches in the Soreg. That the Greeks, when they conquered the Mikdash, made. Chazrug Darum, we built them up. And they made a decree that you should bow at those 13 times, not necessarily in those places. Says that water is going to come out of Yerushalayim and go in both directions. From the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim all the way to the Parochet, it's going to be like horns. That's what the water is going to look like. From the Parochet that divides the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKodeshim until the golden altar, Karnecha Gavim, like locust horns, antennae. Until the Azarot, kechut shel sheti, it'll be like a weave. Azarot v'al miftan abayit, until the entrance to the Azara, kechut shel air, it'll be like a thinner restraint. Kanveilach mipeh ha'pach, and further on from there, it will be like a stream that comes out of the mouth of like a jar. Until the water is going to reach up until his ankles. They're going to then go up to his knees. They'll go up to his hips. Then I can't pass anymore. Even a big boat can't go by there. Matam, but see adir lo yavrenu. Because even a great fleet can't go past. They ma, ki ga'um amayim meishachu. Because the waters have become very high and proud. Ma meishachu min ashut. Meishachu mean nobody can actually, get past there, can't even sail past there. Amichuna ba'atrin savchin the shaita sachona. In our place we call a shaita, a boat, sachona. What does that mean? Right, that waters that actually speak, the waters in this prophecy, are speaking their words. What does that mean? From the palace of David until the city of Yerushalayim, the waters will be untouched and pure, like for Tevilah or for Mechatat. From then on, then they'll be mixed in with other waters. It could be fit for tefillah. Sulin mechatat couldn't be used for the paraduma. Malaz and Beit David of Yerushalayim has different k'sirin lechadin d'al chatat. And kamra elach mekatifrisiotain. Katifras means it's on a slope. Sulin d'al chatat can't be used for either. K'tiv erma da'im ayim ha'i eliot simel ha'galila kadmona ze yam shel samchu. Du'al arava ze yam shel tiberia. Uva'a yam ze yam ha'melach. Hayama mutzim ze yam ha'gadol. So all the different seas. V'lamini krashmo mutzaim. Why is it called Mutzaim, Yom HaGadol, Keneged Shnei Pamim Shiyatza, to correspond with the two times that the water flowed out. One, of course, was in the Mabul. And we'll see. Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Rechanin, Rishana Yatza Ad Kalberia. So the first time it went to a place at Calberia, which is in Italy, and the second time it went all the way out to Barbaria, which is like the Barbary coast, evidently. You can only come as far as Akko and no more. That's how big the waves will be. Necha yama rabba yama de milcha bishvil mitkan. So yama de tveria yama de samchu l'rabot de gatam. So it's including also the fish. Minati de gatam minem minem tia gatam. They have all sorts of different fish. Tani amar mishem gamliel says shalach l'tzaydan v'viu l'fanai yotem mishtosh miot inei dagim v'tamchu yachad. They brought me 300 different kinds of fish in one bowl from Sidon, which evidently here is actually Sidon from the Yam HaGadol. But this is Sidon on the Kinneret, so we're talking again about Yam Kinneret. Nerpuwa Mayim, Melach Minayin, Bitzotav, Vigaba'av, Larpula Melach Nitnu. Tiv Nerpuwa Mayim, Vatamar Vilayapuwa Mayim, are the waters healed or not? Makom Mushishmo Vilayarfu. So it's not they won't be healed, but Vilayarpuwa Mayim is the waters of this place. K'tiv al anachal yale al sfatom yizem yizekol, etzmachal lo yabel aleu v'lo yibol aleu v'lo yatem per yola chorashav yivukar. Tani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lefish ba'olam hazeh tfu'a usan l'shisha chorashim, v'anos ala shtema sachoresh. Grain grows in 6 months, and trees put out their fruit every 12 months. Aval atid lavo, what's going to happen in the future? Tfu'a usan l'choresh achad, it'll be down to 1 month and 2 months, respectively. Matam, the Choroshav Yivukar. Reyosi, the Vish of Alam Azal, Tvua Osa, the Shah Chorosh, and Dana, Osa, the Shem Asa Chorosh, Valtil of Tvua Osa, the Chamisha Asa, Yomilan Osa, the Chorosh Achad. He says even half the time, half 15 days or a month. That in Yoel's day, Tvua started growing on the 5th, on the 1st of Nisan, and by the 15th, it was able to be cut for the Omer. Matam, Shem Gilu Simchuba, the Nai, the Chem, the Tanachem, the Moral, it's Taka, Chem Geshem, Yerel, Makosh, Barishon. So it rained in the first month. Meaning, because every month, the fruit trees will be there, new. Valeo Vitrufa, what does that mean? That the leaves will be for healing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tarpeha, Tarpe mi Matzat Salei, Tav Mizune. Shmuel Achan Amar, Lahatir Peh Shalamalan, Amar, Lahatir Peh Shalamatan. Shmuel Achan Amar, Lahatir Peh Akarot, Achan Amar, Lahatir Peh Ilmim. So it's going to be used for all sorts of powerful cures. Ad Moshe B'Shah Shalom Nuchanetzal Lekan, Bav Yashav Lo B'difni Shal Antuchia. He sat in an Antioch up in the Syrian coast. Sanhedrin went to meet him. He gives one a bite. Azel Echarev. It's time for you to destroy this mikdash. And Otoshim Lachti Oto Alechem Tnuli. The one that I put to rule over you, bring him to me. That's it. Kiyav. Vani Olechli. Then I'll leave. Bav Vamili Yachin Melech Yudah. So Yehoyachin Nuchanetzal Boy Lach. He wants you. Shema me'en kach natal mftechot shabet ha-mikdash alay gagot shal heichal fanav. He went up to the roof of the heichal with the keys. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Shavar ayinu nemanim lecha v'tuchetecha v'suin lanu. We were loyal to you and you, we had our, your keys. We're no longer trusted. Now they're given to you, and he threw them up. Train Amor in Chadamar Zurakan V'od Lo Yardu. He threw them up and they didn't come down. Chadamar, the other said, Ra'a Kiminya Not Latan Miyado. He saw like a hand come out and grab them. When all the nobles saw this, they all jumped off the roofs. Okay, the next halacha, which is Dalet in our text and Gimel in the Bavli text, so there were 13 shochanot in the mikdash. Shmonashal Shayish, 8 were marble tables of Etamit Bachaim in the slaughterhouse, Shalayan Medichinatak Yerbaim. They washed the innards that would go on the Mizbeach on those tables. Shayim Arava Kevesh, 2 more that were on the west side of the ramp, between the ramp and towards the Mikdash. Chad Shayish Vachad Shakesav, 1 marble, 1 silver. Shashayish Nonimata Evarim, the marble one they put the Evarim that would go on the Mizbeach, while Shakesav Klei Sharit, the Klei Sharit would go on the silver one. Shtayim Ulam Mifnim, and 2 on the inner side, we saw the Semenachot, on the inner side of the Ulam, Apetach HaBayit, right on the way in. Echad Shel Shayish, Ve'echad Shel Zahav, 1 marble, 1 gold. Al Shel Shayish, Nonim Lechem HaPanim Echnisato, they would put the Lechem HaPanim on the way in, they'd first rest it on the marble table, then take it in. Shel Zahav Vitzayato, a week later, on the way out, they would then put it on a gold table outside. Shel Kodesh V'lom Redin, why from marble to gold? Because you always go up in Kedusha. And then the Shulchan on the inside where the Lechem HaPanim was. Now, Tani Al Shel Kesef, we had a version, a Braita, that said that they would put the Lechem HaPanim on a silver table. So this comes from one of the two of them, Leit Kan Shel Kesef. That's wrong. Neishu Marteach, because that would heat it up. Ah, lo kein tani. Isn't that one of the miracles that the lechem apanim never went bad and it was fresh for a whole week? Asum lechem chom yom hi lakcho, like when Chimelech gave David the lechem apanim or whatever it was to eat in Nov. It says it was hot as the day it was put there. That's a miracle. You can't use a miracle to prove the point of what would happen. Bon kumi rabbi la. They asked the question, if there is no new lechem apanim, can we leave the old lechem apanim up for another week until the next Shabbat? There should always be lechem apanim. Lechem apanim means afilu pasul, but there should be something there. Okay, asara shulchanot asa Shlomo. We mentioned 13 tables, but there were 10 tables that Shlomo made besides the required one. He put 5 on each side, right and left. What's right and left? Meaning that one's on, if you're facing the parochet, one's on the right and one's on the left, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And the Shulchan Kashal B'Tzafon, but the Shulchan is only valid if it is on the north side. Okay, which is, of course, when you're facing west on your right. Shneimar v'tal shulchan titein al tzal atzafon. So matam lo mechamisham yamin chamisham yismolo. What does it mean to have 5 on each side? Chamisham yamin shulchano shel Moshe v'chamisham yismolo. That Moshe's shulchan was on the north side, and 5 west of it, and 5 east of it. But all on the north. Av bichein lo haya m'sader ela shel Moshe v'ilvad. But the bread was only on Moshe's, on the shulchan. Shneimar v'tal shulchan asher alav lechem apanim. Yosef Yehuda Omer, no, al kulam ayam sader. He put it on all of them. Shemar et hashulchanot v'alehem lechem apanim. Divrei Hayamim, that difference between alav and alehem. Tanim, zachem rav ayu nitunim. What direction were the tables facing? So this Tanakama, Rebbe says, that we're going east and west, I mean lengthwise with the mikdash. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, tzafon v'darei yutunim. No, they're going crossways to the mikdash. Even though they're all on the north side, they're facing north-south. So then they'd all be fit for Sherut. That then what you have is that the Shulchan is now on the south side and it can't be used. And remember, we had an opinion that the Lechem was on all of them. The Shulchan was on the half... if you bisect the mikdash lengthwise, it was on the north side, and it was 2 amot towards the north, from the wall. Umenorah connect over the wall. The menorah is exactly opposite on the south side. That was in the middle of bayit. Dividing the bayit in half. Ashuch kimak lepet zafon, a little bit to the north. And they're all on the inner third of the mikdash. All right. So it seems to support the idea that they're facing, like Rabbi said, east west. Esu menorotas haShlomo. There's another 10 menorot that Shlomo made besides the regular menorah. So menorotas haZahav eser kimishpato. Again, it said 5 on the east, on the right and 5 on the left. If you say that means north and south, same problem we had before. Why is 5 on the right, 5 on the left? Same answer we gave before. 5 on each side of the menorah, but all on the south. The only one they would actually burn, light the candles on, Rabbi Moshe, Shinamar, Umenorat, Hazahav, and Erotel, Va'er, Ha'ba'er, Ba'erv. It was when you would omer again, like you said before, Kulame, Amavir, he'd burn on all of them, Shinamar, Vetam, Minorot, Venerotahem, Varam, Kamishpat, Lifnei Advir, Zahav, Sagur, again, Divir Amim, it mentions it as all of them. Okay, we said that, we have a pasuk, Va'perach, Manerot, Melkachayim, Zahav, who, Mechalot Zahav. What does that mean? Hen kilu Zahavo shel Shlomo. These things, making the menorah, used up all of Shlomo's gold. If you know B'Shem Rabase, Shlomo would tell Elef kikrei Zahav machisan le'ur motzian. He would take 1,000 talents of gold and put it into the crucible and bring them out. Shmai dan alachad until they would get those so distilled to be down to 1. K'mashin Amar, Zikar Zahav tahor asahota. With pure gold. Tani Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Maaseh menorah Zahav shasam Moshev mamidbar. It was more than a dinar zahav, and they put it in 80 times into the crucible, and it did not lose 1 ounce. And so he says, before it was fully distilled, then it would be lose a lot. But once it's distilled, it's perfectly distilled, then each time you fire it up, nothing is lost. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the last podcast in this parak. And the next time, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.